Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primas y primos, que lo que, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia. Dear God, how can we bring order to chaos? You know, I want to just jump into this podcast today because, you know, I've been thinking about my personal life and picking up the phone, calling my friends, my family, my mom and dad. Spoke to my grandmother in New York today, and even just asking her certain things like, how is she doing? What does she need? And it's crazy because her normal is like getting up, going to church every single day. And like now she can't do that, you know, and it can be really chaotic because we're so used to a certain routine that could be uplifting or energetic or even being around people. And I want to talk about these things, that how to bring order back in your home or your life, because we're all home right now. So the first thing I want to talk about is morning routine. You know, I have a horrible morning routine. I usually am so good, and then I get off, and then I go in, and then I get off. And then for some reason, right before this all started, everything just started going crazy with my morning routine, that it kind of went out the door. And so I feel like I need to bring back my morning routine, and I'm going to challenge you guys to bring back your morning routine into what is in the present day. Like, we can't go back to, okay, I'm going to, you know, get the kids ready for school, or I'm going to send a couple emails, or I'm going to work out, because clearly that doesn't work. But creating your new morning routine can kind of help you y te ponga la mente where, like, okay, yo sé que yo tengo que hacer mañana. I know what I need to do tomorrow, even if it's writing something out, even if it's having a cup of coffee and being with your kids for the first 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes of the day. Adding a morning routine to a new, the new normal, like, you know, what we're saying right now, is kind of the way to go. The second thing I want to talk about is nurture relationships. And I know a lot of people are, you'll see it on Instagram and Twitter and all these things, and people are like FaceTiming, but bringing a different type of nurturing of your relationships. You know, it's funny because my really good friends called my wife and I last week, and they're like, hey, do you guys want to pray with us every day at a certain time? And we were like, totally. And somebody was on the call, one of their friends, and they're like, you know what? This is the first time someone's ever asked us to pray with them. I've been invited to happy hour. And it's like, interesting. So there's nothing wrong with happy hour, by the way. I love me a little vinito. But adding nurturing relationships in a different way, meaning like if we're so used to going out and eating out and doing these things, we can still do that. But how about like playing a game on FaceTime with our friends or with our own parents and asking questions? Which I'm on a mission to ask my parents questions like just out of the norm, even though they're really good conversationalists, by the way. But, you know, just doing things out of the norm while you're nurturing those relationships, because that's why I have the conversation challenge, because it's to challenge you to get out of your norm and your comfort zone with questions and conversations. And try it with your friends. You know, it doesn't have to be a prayer. It could be meditation. It could be singing. It could be playing the guitar. It could be nurturing relationships in a different way where you see a different side of yourself and your friends as well. The number three is craft. Learn something new. Learn a new skill. Learn a new language. You know, it's hard. It's hard. There's a lot of pressure. And yo no estoy diciendo que you need to do all this stuff. I'm just saying that sometimes to get our mind off of these things, I know si yo me siento en la sewing machine, if I sit next to the sewing machine, I feel really good. If I'm creating, I feel good. I feel like I kind of just disappeared from the world. I'm reading a new book, a novel, and I'm just disappearing into that. No, I'm just going in that novel all the way, because I kind of don't want to think about reality in a way, because it is sad, it is depressing, and it is frustrating, and it is all those emotions. But find the time. You can do it with your children. I wish our baby was a little bit older, that we can do certain things. Her attention span is like 5 minutes, but you can do something like craft with them, or learn a new language, or dance with them. Get on YouTube and dance something completely different. I've seen moms working out with their children, which is awesome, you know, and all it takes is like 5 minutes. You don't have to take, you know, 1 hour, 3 hours. Like, take the pressure off all these things and just do what works for you. And then the last thing I want to talk about is show up and stop the pressures. Like, there's no pressure. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's saying, did you do this in your checkoff? If you do one of these things in this entire four list, it's you're showing up already. You're showing up to saying, I'm going to bring some type of order into this chaos. And because that energy, it just kind of filters through everything, your thoughts and what you create, your work environment, your children, your relationship, your marriage, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever the case is. So just show up. Don't feel pressure to do all this stuff that you see. And yeah, 20 years from now, you will have more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things you did do. And that's a quote by Mark Twain. That's not me. But anyways, está bien. Hasta la próxima. I wanted to make a really short podcast this week because I know we're busy and I know it's crazy. And yeah, hasta la próxima. Bye.
So, the 5G frequency is a very high frequency, very, very, very high frequency. It is just below the classification of a weapon. And I'll tell you why. The frequency that they're using, which is 10 times faster than 4G, unfortunately, when it comes into connection with human bodies, causes cell poisoning. Cell poisoning. So our bodies try to fight the radiation that is in the form of cell poisoning because of this frequency. It is effectively radiation. And what happens is our bodies kick out the toxicity or toxins with some proteins and some DNA, RNA from our cells in the form of a chemical which is called a virus. So most diseases are excretions from cells that we are trying to pull out of our body or push out of our body. And it will head towards orifices to be excreted or expunged out of our body. So our noses or our mouths. So you can understand the picture I'm painting. So what's happening, sorry for the detail, but this is going to take a bit of time. What is happening is that 5G, the frequency and the power, which is 10 times more powerful than 4G, is reacting adversely with human cells, causing cells in our bodies to be poisoned, toxic, and our natural defense mechanism is pushing out that toxicity in the form of a virus. So what you're seeing is not coronavirus per se, you're seeing cell poisoning manifesting with fluids, chemicals, viruses that the body is trying to dispose of because it's harmful to its physical body. So all that's occurring around the world, and I hear your minds thinking, well, how can that be, Pastor? But I'll explain in a moment. All that's occurring in the world is a reaction to human bodies to the electrification of the universe through 5G satellites, 5G towers, 5G cells that are being populated in major cities around the world. So this is what is causing this pandemic. So sorry to say, second point, this is the largest global cover-up in history for the impact on human beings based on technological advancements. I hope that makes sense. I don't have time to quantify that. I will give you further information in a moment. So what is happening? It's not the coronavirus. It is a virus that is being produced by cell poisoning. And therefore, the virus that we have is really a measure or indication of our cells excreting toxins. This is what's killing people. So let me give you some facts that will hopefully make this compelling. So one of the first cities that Vodafone, Highway, and some of the other technology companies rolled out the ubiquitous blanket 5G, guess where it was? Wuhan, China, where this coronavirus was supposedly meant to start in some fish market. That is complete nonsense. It started as a result of radioactive or radio frequencies at a high level creating radiation that was toxic to cells. And that's why people were falling over, dying in the streets, etc. So they've tried to cover it up. So because it has a flu-type characteristics, they are using coronavirus to try and hide the fact that people are dying from the 5G frequency. So let me just explain. Other major cities that rolled this out, it takes 6 months for this to impact your physical body. So last year, obviously Wuhan was the first city. Then Spain rolled out 5G. Italy rolled out 5G. So you're seeing an uncommon level of fatalities because of the level of 5G penetration in these countries. Italy has had more fatalities than any other country because